This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to Hour 2, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. Wanted to give a shout out to the guys down at GCN2. Thank you for being on the ball. I totally appreciate you guys, as well as the young man across the glass. That just happens to be Judah Puda, my son. So, with that said, folks, let's get caught up here. I was just showing you this said corrupt official, as they like to call themselves in Canada, is now threatening all of those that are in this convoy concerning their tyrannies, which shows you, friends, that they're feeling it. And I want to tell you why they're feeling it. So what's happening here, friends? So politicians work for special interest groups. This is on a global basis. They're not supposed to. It's illegal. If you want to stop the corruption, then shut the door. Get good guys in office, period. But what's happening, friends, is these convoys are stopping the flow for the corporations to aggrandize their wealth. So when that stopped, all of a sudden the corporations, they get mad and they pick up their little buddies that they bought and paid for concerning corruption in government. And they say to them, listen, you're stopping our income flow. We don't have any residual right now because of all those people out there that are not going along with this con, this fraud. So what you're seeing here is the heat that they're feeling from corporations to come back and again threaten the people, the good people of Canada, to come back and try to put them in a negative light in the face of the people. But the people in Canada, you must understand, realize this is what they're trying to show you as what the problem is, as to what the problem is in Canada. What I just showed you. Okay, so I suspect what's going to happen, and I know I'm right, and I'll get there in just a moment, that it's not going to fly. It's only going to be more incendiary. It's only going to cause more growth in this resistance to tyranny in Canada. But the mainstream media is already on the ball line trying to defuse the situation by saying most people are already leaving. Do you really believe that? Oh, just hang on a second. I want to show you how this works. This is what they're standing up against in Canada right now. For those that don't know that this is happening, this is now in Canada, Americans. This is now in Canada. This, as to what you're going to hear is, and what you're about to hear and see, is a video, an audio of a police officer going to a woman's house in Canada, Americans, because they are now observing all of her traffic on her personal Facebook account. They're telling on themselves every step of the way, folks, that they're monitoring all of the ways that we communicate one with another. And in Canada, they just for some reason or another can't have this. Why the convoys in Canada? Folks, check this out. This is in part as to why it's happening.
Can I just get your name and your badge number, please?
I have a card here.
Okay.
It's Erica Ingram.
Thank you.
And this is just some information about peaceful protests. That's all it is.
Okay. So you saw something on my Facebook?
No, on the Facebook group.
Okay, and decided to come to my personal residence to give me information about peaceful protest?
Yes.
Okay, so are the Peterborough police, no, you're with OPP? Are you guys now monitoring people's Facebook pages or Facebook groups to who comments as to what their status updates are or what they're doing or within the group?
Just like, because if the protests happening province-wide, yes, we have been monitoring the protests.
Okay, why are they so worried about it, friends? Why are they sending police door-to-door telling them that we're watching what you're doing online? And don't pretend otherwise, friends. This has been going on for a long time. Everywhere you go, your phone is tracking you. Don't try to deceive yourself into believing they're not tracking you. Let them track you. Let them follow you. Let them monitor you. Yes, it's illegal. But the folks, what you need to understand is the Bible says that Jesus did everything in the light. Walk in the light as he is in the light, period. Okay? Live your life where they're worried about what you're doing, because that's what's happening in Canada right now, because the tyrants are beginning to lose control over the constituents there. Am I advocating violence? No, but this is what they want you to believe. Are these people on Facebook advocating violence because they have an opinion concerning the corruptions in their said government? No, they're not violent. They're speaking forth the truth, and they're speaking lawfully. And notice how Facebook, a CIA operation, is monitoring that information to work hand in glove with the police force. I didn't know that that was constitutional. I thought there was separation of powers. No! All of that's gone now, friends. In peaceful protest to a tyrant is you can do whatever you want to do. You can call us, you can yell at us, you can call us names, whatever the case is, but you better not mean what you say. Because the minute that you mean what you say, we're done for. That's the line these people are walking on. And this is how they're telling on themselves right now, friends. The corruption in Canada is scared to death because the people have had it with their corruptions. Do you understand? That's what's happening. And how many times have we found in America the said agencies that have been set up? Just hang on a second. There's 72 definitions of what a domestic terrorist is in America. Guess when that was all written up? And of course, it was written up way before September 11th, but it was revealed to the people as to who the problem was. And it wasn't Muslims. It wasn't the sodomites. It wasn't the communists. It wasn't the subversive organizations in America. It was the law abiders in America that were the problem. And if you go back to the likes of a George Soros, thank you, Lord, what did he say? He said the only thing blocking a new world order is the American people. That's right. But it's these bad guys that are continuously calling the good guys the bad guys. Isaiah 5:20. That's what they're doing. It's exactly what's happening in Canada. Now, what I wanted to say, isn't it interesting how many of these agencies in America since September 11th have been used to create domestic insurrection, only to be used to blame on their political opposition, just like a bunch of good little Gestapos. Well, they're doing the same thing in Canada, friends. They're doing the exact same thing. Matter of fact, the government there is sent in these agencies at a distance, right? Covert-like agencies into create what? Well, they want to create the illusion that these truckers on this convoy that are protesting and blocking the highways and the roads and trade between countries, they want you to believe somehow or another, friends, that they're inciting to overthrow the parliament. But guess what I've got for you? I've got some video for you and some audio for you to show you that it's the government trying to create the inciting and the overthrowing of the parliament only to blame on the truckers. Nothing new here, friends. I'm going to play it for you right when we get back on the other side. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the sonsoflibertyradio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at herbanomic.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to take a call from San Francisco. We have David calling in. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Oh, how are you, Bradley?
Happy I'm doing good. I haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, I've been around, staying busy. I don't know if you, we are what used to be the Barbary Coast. So we got a lot of knowledge about pirates and smuggling and all sorts of different things like that.
Right.
And when I heard about what's going on up in Canada, with these truckers, first thing I thought of was this is really an intro into an ability to smuggle. And, it's like a pack of pirates storming the Capitol, demanding the right to smuggle. And what backs it up, if you look in the headlines today, Biden's submitted a position for a U.S. district attorney up in Minnesota. And, of course, Minnesota is right up there on the Canada border. And Mitch McConnell doesn't want to have a new U.S. district attorney on the Canadian border.
Okay.
So he's going to stymie any investigations of smuggling across the border, just as a pack of pirates demand the right to smuggle.
So are you suggesting that the convoy there in Canada, that's what you're equating it to, is a bunch of pirates storming the parliament?
Yeah, I mean, if you know about trucking, and I come from Missouri, I remember I had a lot of friends that were truckers. They got to work for the boss, right? Now, do these truckers up in Canada, are they independent owners? Or are they actually just working for somebody who's a big truck?
Probably both.
Guy?
Probably both, well, David. Probably
so
both.
The owner sent them out there, right?
Okay. So, well, let me ask you this then. So what happened January 6th then? Who was responsible for that?
Organized crime.
Oh, so within government or it was the people?
Well, I've called for 5 years. I've said Donald Trump is organized crime.
Okay. Okay, so you're caught up into the... Listen, I think Donald Trump is much of a problem as Joe Biden is. If Donald Trump was who he says he was, he would have prosecuted Joe Biden because he did nothing for a year and a half but call out the crimes of treason, Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22:48 of Joe Biden, and he did absolutely nothing. And consider this, David, there was 1,126 presidential contenders. So I'm not going to get caught up into that game because this is the two clowns in the circus of politics working for the same powers that are tolerated by the people. But let me go back way before that. Let me go back 250 years. So who are our forefathers? Were they terrorists then that the tyrant King George across the pond claimed that they were?
Well, if you think of John Hart from New Jersey, one of the signers of the Declaration.
Yeah, I know who he is. Yep.
Yeah, he's my great-great-great-great-grandfather. So, no, they were not pirates. They were looking for taxation with representation. They were working for the social contract. The social contract was the idea that the king was chosen by God to manage our lives. And he was doing a pretty crappy job. King George III was taking all the money back to London and having a party with it. And he wasn't reinvesting in the local hamlets and towns and communities. He was just taking the money. He had created 13 corporations. And the 13 corporations had company script. And you couldn't transfer goods from New Jersey to Pennsylvania. You couldn't transfer them to New York.
But we're talking about King George here. We're talking about King George. And then keep in mind our forefathers said rebellion towards tyrants is obedience to God. So what I'm asking you,
right,
who are our forefathers the terrorists that the king claimed that they were?
Well, the king did claim that we were terrorists.
Yeah, he did.
And there's plenty of writings, right?
Yeah.
And so it's not in dispute, you know, but history is written by the winners. And America... You know, when I hear these big corporate types, and the reason I brought up the 13 corporations, what we call the 13 colonies, were actually 13 corporations chartered by the king, and they were supposed to deliver goods to the king to party with. And so the king wasn't even pretending to do a social contract with his subjects.
Yeah.
So we said, we are not subjects, we are citizens.
Okay.
We are independent of a phony who pretends to be chosen by a king, or excuse me, pretended to be chosen by God. And so we, the people, have the right to choose our leadership. And when the leadership then decide, when the corporations have now decided that they want to run our lives for us, that big money gets to decide how our lives are going, then we have the right to abandon their their bad plans.
Yeah, their rule, right? Okay, so David, here for the sake of because I got about 7 minutes, I got another caller coming up from Ohio right now. But so everything that you just got done saying, I want to ask one more question before I go off on my thoughts. Okay,
sure.
So you trust your government? Is that what you're telling me?
It's a never-ending prospect. I mean, every election out here in San Francisco, I'm Green Party member, right? I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I'm in the Green Party. If you look at our endorsement list, we win about 85% of our endorsements.
Okay, but if the Democratic Party's a problem and the Republican Party's a problem and the Independent Party, that's not a problem because it's all unconstitutional. There's 101 party affiliations, David, that are all unconstitutional. We're a constitutional republic. We're ruled by law, not by our favorite people and our favorite party.
Well, what I was leading up to was that our ability to choose good leadership. So you were asking me, am I happy with our leadership in the Green
Party? Well, we don't have leadership. We have a representative government, but yes, I understand.
Right, yeah, and we the people in San Francisco, especially the Green Party, our endorsements generally win because we're looking for honest people.
Okay.
And so I am generally happy with the elected officials out here. And as a matter of fact, our death count in COVID hasn't even reached 750 people yet.
Wow.
I noticed the other day we're at...
So you believe this whole fraud, this whole pandemic. You believe that Anthony Fauci, who has a long history of crimes against humanity, is somehow telling you the truth like Bill Gates and Joe Biden?
Well, I lost a cousin 2 years ago.
But David, really quick, and I don't mean to cut you off, but I've been giving you a lot of airtime here. Everything's COVID. You can go in with your head lopped off, your arms lopped off. You could be you can have both your legs missing. You can have a big hole through your stomach, and you go in dead. They equate it to COVID because the administrators, the doctors, and the nurses and the coroners get paid to call it COVID. It's manufactured results. I have friends
that
are.
Oh my gosh.
You
really believe that?
You have got to be out of your mind, David, to believe otherwise. How many times has that narrative been debunked for you to sit here on the radio and tell people otherwise? It's been debunked so many times. I'm literally at this point questioning your sanity right now, David. And I know I like you, David. I don't agree with 99% of what you say, but for you to go along with this blows me. Oh, I didn't know there was anybody in this country that actually believed it anymore.
Of course I do, because I believe in science.
Science is the study of creation, number one. God created the answer, and it's through Jesus Christ. It's not through some medical fraud or Bill Gates who wants to depopulate the world by 3 billion people. And if you think that's crazy, I think it's crazy, too. If you think that's radical, I think that's radical, too. But go online, David, and watch Bill Gates said he wants to lower the world's population by 3 billion people, and then pay attention to the fact that he invested into vaccines where he's increased his wealth, like, astronomically, and also pay attention to the fact that him and his wife 2 years ago during the spring go online right when I hang up here and check this, cross-check everything I'm telling you. They came up with a patent called Luciferis. This you cannot make up. And this is what the long history of what those theorists, conspiracy theorists, have been telling the American people for the last 50 years, which is now made manifest in the present. For us to think otherwise is absolutely insane, to say the least. Hey, Dan, thanks for the call, brother. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you?
Well, I'm going to respond to your last caller. If you trust the science, only a fool believes everything that you've been told, because trusting the science says this is all a lie.
No, it is a lie.
Their narrative is dying, so what's their next step? They're going to take us to war.
Well, that's what they're doing right now. Yes, that's what they're doing right now, yep.
So God forbid people wake up, we're going to change the narrative. But I'm going to give you a look into their crystal ball. What's happening is all these people that have taken these vaccines are winding up with AIDS. And now they're talking about an AIDS epidemic. Well, Moderna just came to trial, and they have a new AIDS vaccine. So now they're going to say, oh, well, don't you want to get the AIDS vaccine? That's where they're going, Bradley.
Yeah.
That is their next step.
Well, okay, so you just said a minute ago, we the people need to set the narrative, so let's stop that narrative, and let's see every one of them lawfully rounded up and thrown in jail where they belong, my friend. I totally appreciate you, Dan. We will talk to you in just a moment. Got a hard break coming up. Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. is reportedly planning today to evacuate the embassy in Ukraine, as Secretary of State Antony Blinken is warning a Russian invasion of Ukraine is now looking more and more imminent.
We don't know whether President Putin has made that decision. But we do know that he has put in place the capacity to act on very short notice.
The Pentagon announcing yesterday another 3,000 U.S. combat troops are going to Poland, joining 1,700 already assembling there as a demonstration of American commitment to NATO allies who are worried at the prospect of Russia invading Ukraine. Dozens of demonstrators still protesting at a busy border crossing between the U.S. and Canada. Canadian truckers still protesting Canada's new rule requiring them to be fully vaccinated when crossing the U.S. border. And this is USA Radio News. The nation's highest court rejecting a request from a group of New York City public school teachers who were hoping the court would block the city's vaccine mandate. Those teachers making the request after not receiving a religious exemption. Justice Sonia Sotomayor rejected that request with no explanation, but she also rejected an earlier challenge to the mandate, the appeal claiming the vaccine mandate violates religious freedom. Opening statements are expected to begin on Monday in the hate crime case against three men who killed Ahmaud Arbery. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution says Judge Lisa Godby Wood has announced that she has found 64 people deemed to serve as impartial jurors. On Monday, the pool will be narrowed down to 12. The father and son, Greg and Travis McMichael, and William Roddy Bryan have already been convicted of Aubrey's murder. They have all pleaded not guilty to the federal hate crime charges. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Now, folks, I just noticed that someone had said, you know what, they're sending our military overseas, just to keep you up to par with what's going on out there. They're sending our military overseas in a time where we're very vulnerable. Yes, that's right. That's right. There are 767 military bases, American military bases, scattered throughout the world. Did you know that? I didn't think he did. By the way, as I look at the Constitution, as I recollect through memory, I'm trying to figure out where in the Constitution that these enumerated powers were actually delegated to those that serve with the people to take our boys and to send them to military bases across the globe to basically be a standing army concerning those particular countries. You starting to understand who the terrorists are, friends? Okay, good. Just wanted to make sure that we were on the same page there. I need to get to this because we got to the point where I highlighted the state of emergency in Canada, trying to demonize the truckers over there. And then we had a police officer, we showed the video, played the audio of a police officer going to a woman's front door, basically telling her, "We're watching you on Facebook." I didn't know that that was for them to do that. What happened to freedom of speech, right? Well, you got to fight for your freedoms, folks. Don't put up with this. And then what I'd like to show you is a freedom convoy. This is what I was highlighting before we took the calls. A freedom convoy catching feds in Canada to incite overthrowing parliaments. They're sending in agencies to create their own monsters, only to blame their political opposition, just like they did on January 6th, just like they did with Governor Whitmer and this whole kidnapping plot, only to find out it was the feds that engineered these crimes. Okay? Oh, and we could have a whole show concerning the coverage of topics where they've been involved in these red flag crimes across the globe. Let's go over here. Folks, I got to tell you this. I watched the video enough to know I can't play all the audio, because if I play all the audio, there's going to be words, letter, expletives that I cannot have on the radio. Okay, but I do want you to see it, and I'll just play a second of it for you, just a couple seconds of it, at the very beginning, so you can kind of get the gist of it. And then what this guy does is he shows a picture of the feds, the brown shirts that are being used to create domestic insurrection, only to blame the truckers for it. Beware of what you get through the mainstream media, friends. They don't know how to tell the truth. But let's go ahead and check out and see what this guy has to say. It's going to be very limited.
Oh, hey, yo, did I talk to you yesterday?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you want to say something again?
What else am I going to say? We're expecting we just caught a narc.
Yeah.
He just caught a narc is what he said, and then he starts to swear. And what he does then is he goes on and he wants everybody to see the picture of the narc, okay, the federal agent that was basically appointed to go in and create crimes to blame the truckers. They do it all the time, friends. They're called the brown shirts on a global basis. Okay, so they're showing the picture of the guy right now on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and take a look, friends. He's talking the wrong way here, friends. But here we have the picture of the federal agent, as they call them, as if to suggest they're in there doing the right thing. Nope, they're in there doing the wrong thing, only to blame, friends, the innocent people in that prospective country. But we got some good people over in Canada that are actually exposing those criminals for who they are and what they are. Now, I want you to think about this, America, because I know that many Americans would say, well, that would never happen here. I would take you back to January 6th and ask you the question, how many people died over there? How many of those eyewitnesses died from January 6th, friends? I believe there's six of them. Eyewitnesses to what took place on January 6th. How is it that these agencies have innocent Americans still in jail, yet without being charged? I mean, if you get pulled over by a police officer, the first thing he's got to tell you is why he pulled you over. He's got to show you your transgression of the law. Well, they don't even know what they've done. And yet they're still there. But you're being entertained by your politicians bannering back and forth the right against the left about who's responsible and what took place. Hey, folks, let me put it this way. If the American people put Joe Biden into office, 80 million people that they want you to believe, why is it that they have the military defending him against the 80 million people? Do you understand what's going on there? The same thing happening here is the same thing happening in Canada right now. You understand? Okay. We've been at it since January 6th, a couple of years into it now. Canada's right behind us, and they're doing the exact same play, exact same play. They're trying to create their own enemies. Folks, you need to get on the offensive. You need to hold the media accountable. This last week, I played a video of a woman confronting a useful idiot, they call themselves journalists, in Canada. She sat there and she talked to him for 5 minutes. He wouldn't say one word back to her. See, they already have a, hey, just ask me. They already have a set narrative. They already have set themselves in a position of casting you into the minds of the people in this country and their country as to who the real threat is. So when they take somebody and they put them out there and they keep demonizing them, you better understand that they're showing you what's a threat to their power. Okay? Gosh, I've said it so many different ways. I really have. I want to make one more point, and I want to make a couple points on religion has no place in politics. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. Okay? We're going to talk about that in a moment. One of the things that I've said before, and we've showed the videos, we played the audios, about these said world leaders, they love to be called leaders. They're not leaders, folks. The fact of the matter is they're a bunch of puppets, is what they are. If anybody believes that any of these said leaders, from Netanyahu to Justin Trudeau to Joe Biden or Donald Trump or anybody else on a global basis getting a shot, these vaccinations, I'm really sincerely here to tell you, you have got to be out of your mind. And isn't it interesting, every single week without fail, what are we told by the mainstream media? Oh, now the prince over in England, he tested positive, knowing over here that the PCR test gives you the results that you're looking for. They're fraudulent, right? Or one of the new actors, one of these demoralizers of their countries in Hollywood, they contracted COVID. They tested positive. Who's telling you you tested positive? I mean, the creator of the PCR told you it gives you the results that you want. He mysteriously dies right before the pandemic comes out. Oh, that's probably just a theory too, right, folks? Yeah, well, you just keep drinking that Kool-Aid. Look where it's bringing you. Jeremiah 11:9 comes to my aid right now. I mean, every single week, they have to remind us that someone else tested positive for COVID. No, everything is COVID. Talk to a doctor that's willing to tell you the truth, that's not profiting from this pandemic. They'll tell you that it's a fraud. It's a fraud. They'll tell you everything is COVID. Doctors are saying now they're reverting back to influenza and the flu and the cold. Yep. Remember how the flu just disappeared? No, now it's COVID. Oh, my goodness. The people don't see this. Well, that's what we're here for, right? Let me show you these frauds. Here's a brand new one. This is a nurse going back to Canada to Justin Trudeau. I watched a deposition of him the other day. He stole millions and millions of dollars of his people, and from his people and corporations, and gave it to his family during this deposition. And he, like every other corrupt politician, they were stonewalling. They were refusing to answer the questions. Folks, I'm going to move on. A nurse claims Canadian PM, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, he's a plant. He's been installed. Justin Trudeau's COVID-19 vaccination was faked, points out red flags. Yeah, we already knew this because we see this over and over and over again concerning the fraud.
Trudeau,
I'm not going to play the whole 3 minutes. I'm just going to get to the point. Okay, I'm just going fast forward to where he's allegedly taking the shot. Okay, so here we go.
She hasn't done any landmarking. And watch what she does here. She gives it with one arm, one hand. She's not even touching his arm and landmarking where his deltoid is. Second of all, there was another mistake she made. She makes the same mistake on Sophie. Look at this. No landmarking. She's just one hand in it in. Nobody does that. You don't give IM injections that way.
Why are they doing that in such a special way, friends? Because they really want to overemphasize the fact that they got the shot. Baloney. Baloney, friends. They know what's in them. They know what's in them. This last week I had shared with you that we have the young people now in the United States walking out of school. This is what they don't want you to hear as well. But we have kids walking out and they're protesting school.
Freshmen and sophomores to disrespect your teachers. If I hear of anybody disrespecting teachers or staff tomorrow...
Okay, so
that makes
just
us
going,
look bad.
Okay, just going forward.
What we're hoping is that they kick us out. This sounds bad.
The kids are saying we want to get kicked out. They're protesting the mask. They're not going to go along with it. Okay, and I'm going fast forward, little by little. And so it shows the protest. The kids went in without masks. And what was the result? They just did it. And then they were told to leave. But look at the kids, folks. See, this is what they don't want you to see. This is in California. This is all in California here. Boy, that looks like the school population to me, doesn't it, friends?
Students barefaced and packed into the Oakdale High School gym. Freshman Nolan Harris was one of them.
By the end of the day, there was about 100 kids in there.
Throughout Oakdale Unified's
100 kids, I wonder if they had, 120?
Other students ditched their masks, too.
Okay, yeah, because the kids see what the adults are putting up with again. They've had it with you, adults. It's time to grow up, adults. 2 Peter 3:18, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
We support Sons of Liberty as a family because they speak truth in the state that is riddled with misinformation. Bradley Dean reminds those who should know better and educates those who have yet to learn, especially the young people in our public schools. We enthusiastically support Sons of Liberty as a light bearer to the truth as they battle extreme ignorance in the information age.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Okay. Okay, with all due respect, one of the things that people have brought up was religion. We hear this all the time, especially coming from professed Christians. Nothing could be further from the truth. Everybody lives politics. Politics is the science of government. Who gave government? Well, when you look at Exodus 18:25, it says, "And Moses chose able men out of all of Israel and made them heads over the people, rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens." Okay, that's why maybe we see Moses on Capitol buildings. Maybe that's why we see politicians put their hand on the Bible and swear to God and man that they're going to uphold the enumerated laws found within and statutes as well. Yes, of course. Now, I know that I make reference quite a bit to the Declaration, and I should. But has anybody ever taken the time to know what it is that our forefathers fed on? Puritan preachers, by the way. Puritan preachers. Yeah, it's true. When you look at the Mayflower Compact, that was the Declaration of Independence to our forefathers. Anybody ever hear of that before? If you're a new time listener, I want you to listen to the Mayflower Compact. It's real short. And then I'm going to show you why it is that you see four references of God in the Declaration of Independence and the year of our Lord at the end of the Constitution, 1787. Okay? Listen to this. This is the forefathers' Declaration of Independence. It was called the Mayflower Compact. Okay? And I'm combating that religion has no place in politics. Just the exact opposite. That's the problem. Okay, that's communism to think otherwise. And it's an evolutionary view of government. In other words, friends, your rights come from God, not from the state. But let me go to the Mayflower Compact and listen carefully. In the name of God, amen. It's the first thing it says. Okay, Amen means so be it. We whose names are underwritten, the loyal subjects of our dread sovereign Lord King James, by the grace of God, of Great Britain, France, and Ireland, King, defender of the faith, having undertaken for the glory of God and advancement of the Christian faith, in honor of our king and country, a voyage to plant the first colony in the northern parts of Virginia, do by these presents solemnly and mutually in the presence of God in one of another, covenant and combine ourselves together in a civil body politic. Why did they do that? Because they understood common law, English common law. They understood that our rights come from God, and God is the one that established government. There is no separation. It was actually the Supreme Court Justice James Wilson that said the two are the two sciences, government and politics, the church and politics, Christianity and politics. They're the two sciences that run together. What is science? It's the study of creation. Who created government? God did. Just like he created everything else for his glory. The second part of the Mayflower Compact goes as follows, okay? And the for our better ordering and preservation and furtherance of the ends aforesaid, and by virtue hereof to enact, to constitute and frame such just and equal laws under God, by God, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, I add, ordinances, acts, constitutions, offices from time to time, as shall be thought most meet and convenient for the general good of the colony, unto which we promise all due submission and obedience. To who? To God. And then the magistrates that enforce the laws. But they are not in personal subjection to the magistrate. Just like in America, we are not in subjection to our representatives. Our representatives are in subjection to us as long as we're under subjection to the God that we love. Do you understand? And if you go to the Constitution, you can look at the Supremacy Clause found in Article 6, Section 2. It's real simple to understand. It really is. And I end with, all due submission and obedience in witness whereof we have hereunder subscribed our names, Cape Cod, the 11th of November, in the year of the reign of our sovereign Lord King James of England, France, and Ireland, 18th, and of Scotland, 54th Anno Domini, 1620. That's our forefathers' Declaration of Independence. Some people are probably sitting on their chairs right now like, are you kidding me? No, I'm really not kidding you, folks. To suggest that we're to separate government from our religion is about the most backward thing I ever heard. And this is what I've been hearing. So I'm not attacking. Jesse Ventura said it yesterday on the radio. I'm not attacking Jesse. We'll talk about it in the up and coming weeks. But these are some of the things that I could have taken out. And can I say this too? Folks, when I have guests on, I know people are throwing their comments in, and I appreciate that, and I read most of them. But I want you to understand that I got to get to the meat and bones of the conversation. Because if I get a guy like him on the radio and I ask him a question, he might just go for 5 or 10 minutes like you heard yesterday. So I have to make them count. And yesterday, I already knew what I was going for, and I went for it. Okay? And so, going fast forward again, back to my point here, that religion has no place in politics, again, you've got to be out of your mind. Every time you go into a courtroom, what do? You raise your hand. You swear what? To tell the truth and the whole truth, but nothing but the truth, right? Isn't that right? Yeah. And if you don't, that's called perjury. That's a violation of the 10th commandment, Exodus 20. See, so the Lord's fingerprints are all over everything that we are as a people in this country. Now, again, the presupposition is this, friends. I got 5 minutes left, 4 minutes left. The presupposition is that God is. Without having that presupposition that God is, you can't really have a conversation, because what you're doing is you're trying to administer medicine to a dead horse. These are the kind of people that you could transport to the sun and they wouldn't see it because they don't want to see it. Do you understand? It's an act of their will now. They are purposely defying the truth. That's not a good place to put yourself. It really isn't. But so the presupposition is that God is, and then the general presupposition is the truth exists and it's absolute, objective and unchanging, right? Immutable. God is immutable. And by the way, God is not a man that he should lie. So when we look at the Declaration of Independence, it says we hold these truths to be self-evident. Now, I got to go fast forward here. Specific presuppositions. There is a God, that all men are created equal. Rights come from God, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Where did those rights come from, friends? God. These are in the seedbed, they call the Declaration of the seedbed, to the Constitution. Okay, this is the seedbed, the preamble, in part, to the U.S. Constitution. So, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among them are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. See, the purpose of civil government is to protect God-given rights, not to attack them the way that they are today. And the reason the American people are losing their rights is because they're forfeiting them to the devil because they're not willing to obey God into taking them, into fighting for them. 1 Timothy 6:12, okay? So when you look at the purpose of civil government, it says that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among what? Men, right? It's not an entity within itself without men being involved. My goodness, friends. And then it says all civil government is derived through the consent of the people, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Americans, we have a representative government in this country, just for the record. And then it tells us whenever any government becomes destructive of this purpose, the people have a right and a duty to what? Alter or to abolish it. Well, guess what? The mainstream media and corruption want you to believe that those that want reformation, they're the terrorists. Well, they're the ones trying to bring about change by tearing down the Constitution in an attempt to recreate it in their own ungodly, devilish image. Well, we're not going to have any of that, okay? It tells us in the Declaration that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it. So let me say this and end. Religion and politics are one and the same. As James Wilson said, they're the two sciences that run together. I want to say this. If you go back, like our forefathers did when they made an appeal to heaven, they went to the right person. Because he's the one that created all of that. So those that are looking for reformation, those that are looking for the bad to be righted, and I'm thinking of Isaiah 26, verse 9, Psalm 97, Jeremiah 9:24 as well. Read those scriptures. When I think about how the people in this country want the resolve, we better understand that we better go back to the living God in repentance and asking him to reform this country. And I'm talking about the people within, because again, the message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And I want you to keep in mind that after repentance, the first thing that we're supposed to do is bear fruit to his glory. John 15:8. Read it when you get a moment. Matthew 5:16 as well. And when we do that, when we're righted, friends, then we can go out and give away that which we have and reprove darkness. Ephesians 5:11 and righting the wrongs. But again, we're the responsible party. But friends, and religion has every place in the world in our government because it was God that established the government. Folks, cross check. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Fenelli.